sick and weary, you're free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Educate, they establish. And we sit back till it's
the Radio Avenger. Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, we are. Good evening on this Monday night, first of the week edition of the program. And as promised, we have with us tonight Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. Good evening, Bob.
You're well this evening?
Well, I'm never perfectly well. There's always something to do or something going wrong, but here I am. I'm here, and I'm happy that you were able to be here tonight. I know we had you arranged for last week, but maybe it's better that you didn't come on last week, and you had a few days to see what's going on economically and on the world scene politically and all of the tragedies and things that are happening now across the globe, and comment on some of those with us tonight, Bob. And I'm sure you have quite a bit to say, not to mention your newsletters that you put out each week. So welcome aboard. First question I would have for you before the break has to do with the situation right now in the country for the shooting that took place, the things that took place in Virginia a week or so ago. And what do you think may come of it, Bob? What do you think may come of all of this?
Well, so to speak, the evidence isn't all in yet. It's a relatively new thing, and we'll have to wait for people who are good at that sort of thing to start filling us in on what they believe happened. But I think the bottom line is we have concealed carry laws for a reason, and they're to protect people. And the people at the university really did the wrong thing in not allowing people who have those kinds of licenses to carry.
Mm-hmm.
And in so doing, they jeopardized the lives of 32 people, and it's just dumber than dumb. So it just proves, again, an extremely strong case for having guns and being able to use them and having concealed carry.
Yeah, guns in the right hands. Mm-hmm.
And I don't see any chance whatsoever that they'll start loudly barking about having gun control. The people in Congress know it's not an issue they want to tackle at this time, and they know darn right well that people are going to come back with, if somebody had concealed carry and they were there, they could have taken this guy out.
Right.
And so that's the bottom line. How do I think it happened? He was either brainwashed or was through psychological means, or he was a combination of that and drugs.
Mm-hmm.
This was not a normal thing. It's the same thing that we hear over and over again, some crazed kook, some foreigner. It's the same old line for the most part. And I think it was a planned event in order to try to get gun control. And I think they really, really miss a boat on this one.
Mm. All right. That's an interesting observation. We shall be right back with Bob. And by the way, hop aboard on the lines early now. Jump aboard right now if you got a question or comment. 800-313-9443. Rick Adams, Paul Revere of Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
Oh, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil natural cleaning products, also made with Himalayans. I figured it would clean really well. The natural clean products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-7710. 312-224-2710.
In the United States, now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic needs such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We're very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoption.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Court is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bowles and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a value traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-872-53-7090. Come visit us for a lifetime of...
7-3-0-7-3. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
All righty, and we are here. Somehow we're here live anyway. We're back. Tonight's program, we have a little bit of technical difficulty, but we are on, and we're going to introduce our guest tonight, who is Jack Foote. And he, for those of you who don't know Jack, Jack is the former national spokesman for Ranch Rescue. Good evening, Jack. Hi, how are you? Can you hear me all right? Can you hear me? I guess he can't.
He's not up yet.
Oh, all right. We're getting him on now. All right, we're getting him on now. All right, sorry about that. Technical difficulties. Somehow we'll get it all together here. We'll manage. All right, we'll do that. I'm coming to you by phone line rather than the broadcast line tonight. We are having trouble getting that to connect to me, but we're going to do it anyway. We'll manage, ladies and gentlemen. Somehow we'll do it. Jack Foote, of course, for those of you who don't know, has been, he's been railroaded, and he'll tell us about that tonight. Been railroaded by the federal government, and particularly a prosecutor, one of the, attorneys, U.S. attorneys, who... The Bush administration, interestingly enough, fired And he wound up going, well, really being prosecuted, and the case is has basically been adjudicated in his favor. And the whole purpose of his prosecution was simply to get him out, to get him out of Ranch Rescue, and try to destroy the organization. This, of course, comes from the administration in Washington in the last couple of years. And so we thought we would manage to get Jack Foote to come on the program tonight and tell us about his situation and how he is making a comeback and what he sees every day in Arizona, because that's where he is, and the United States sitting by, helping, if nothing else, helping the invasion that is destroying our nation. So Jack has seen it and is seeing it firsthand. He's going to probably tell us some pretty bad stories. Many of you will not be surprised by what you hear, and others will be. You'll be kind of shocked by what you hear tonight. What's going on while this invasion takes place? Those that are engaged in protecting the borders, the Compeons and the Ramoses, are in jail. The Bush administration put them there, helped put them there, with a trial, quote-unquote, and they are being neglected, ignored. Their pleas for leniency and pardoning have been so far falling upon deaf ears. They've been falling upon deaf ears while George Bush has pardoned many who have committed serious offenses, felonies, of course, drug offenses, drug smuggling, things like that, which, of course, does not surprise us, given the track record of this lying, dishonest criminal administration, as Paul Craig Roberts has called it so well, a criminal administration. So that's what we want to focus in on tonight, the fact that scene at the border states, Arizona, and, of course, new people in Texas and Southern California and New Mexico, and all of these states are seeing horror stories. Ranch Rescue was created to do just that, to try to fight back, to try to fight back against this invasion. And it's a sorry state of affairs in America today. It's a sorry state of affairs when you don't have a government that is honest, that is one of integrity, that has the moral fiber to be able to defend America rather than destroy America. Because that's the bottom line. The bottom line is this administration, this government in Washington, made up of Repubs and Dems, is doing just that. They're erasing the border. They're allowing criminal elements to come in, encouraging them to come in, then saying, we'll grant you amnesty if you do such and such. And ranchers have been losing their ranches. We remember the Nethercott Ranch and what happened to Casey. What happened to all of those who have had similar problems. So that's what we'll be talking about. All right, I think I see the lights on my digital ISDN line on. Shall we try that? Huh?
Yeah, let's try that.
Let's try that. All right, let's see if we can get something there. I'm sure John will take care of it and get you going. Yep. All right.
Okay. So here we are, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Can you hear me now pretty well? How's that? Young man, how is that? Okay, it sounds distorted, but we're on, right? All right, okay. And we do have our guest tonight?
Yes, we do.
We have him on the line right now?
Yes, we do.
Okay, let's say hello to him. Hi, Jack. Hi, Jack Foote.
Hello, sir. It's good to be here.
Okay, sorry we had a little technical difficulty tonight.
We shall overcome, sir.
Yeah, yeah, I guess we will. Anyway, you are, I was just mentioning, I don't know if you heard any of what I said in introducing you as the former national spokesman for Ranch Rescue. I mentioned that you've had a prosecution against you, and you had, you know, been singled out because of your role in Ranch Rescue, as you said. So why don't you begin by starting right now by telling us exactly when all of this happened and how it happened, okay?
Yes, sir. A little brief history for your listeners who might not be familiar with Ranch Rescue. We operated from the year 2000 through 2004, long before the Minutemen and long before the MCDC and the other groups that have sprung up in our wake. Basically, what we did was we focused on protecting the private property of rural landowners all along our border. And as part of bringing that message of what we were doing, what we were about, who we were, I would go on radio talk shows like yours, not nearly as nice as yours, but some pretty good ones. And I was talking to people, and I got to the point where I was on a show out of Las Vegas. I had been invited to speak at a meeting of a group that was for Secure Borders, and at the same time speak on the radio. I ended up being on that radio show for about 4 hours. I did not realize at the time that I took the interview that it was heard as far away as New Jersey,
because
we were taking calls from all over the country.
Yes.
I was only supposed to be on for one, maybe 2 hours. I ended up doing the whole four-hour show.
Mm-hmm.
It was at that point that I realized that our message was finally getting out to the American people.
Mm-hmm.
Less than a week after I got back from... Hang on just a second. My wife tells me that I can't be... Is that better?
Yes, that's fine.
Less than a week after I got back from Las Vegas to my home in Sierra Vista, Arizona, I was at work and I was arrested by the FBI. And they said that I was being arrested for a gun crime.
Mm-hmm.
Well, strangely enough, they made a big deal about this by bringing a TV news crew to videotape my arrest. But the only reason the TV news crew was there was because I was the national spokesman for Ranch Rescue at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So they broadcast this, oh, yeah, we finally got Jack Foote. Big hoorah about all that. I was in federal custody for a grand total of 9 days.
Mm-hmm.
And the court released me on my own recognizance. They did put me under some court supervision, but you know, other than having to make sure that they knew where I was not in custody. That was 2.5 years ago. That was September of 2004. I ended up losing my job, ended up losing the rental agreement that I had. I had to move out and start all over again in the Phoenix area. And as the legal battle proceeded, we found out that most of the documents that the prosecution was presenting were taken from FBI files, not an FBI file that was an investigation of me, but an FBI file that was an investigation of Ranch Rescue. And through all of this, the prosecution maintained adamantly that they were not prosecuting me because of my affiliation with Ranch Rescue, but their own documents tell what a lie that truly was. And now, here we are, 2.5 years later, and we have emerged victorious. The case against me has been dismissed. Not just merely found not guilty, not just merely acquitted. That entire case was thrown out of court by the judge because it was from the very, very beginning, from day one, it was so shoddily put together. It was so haphazard in the way they slapped this case together that no matter how much the prosecution tried to shore up their case, they simply could not get past the facts. The facts were that there was no reason for me to have been arrested in the first place. There was no reason for me to have been put through 2.5 years of what I've been through.
Mm-hmm.
There was no reason for my family to endure this. The federal government really wanted to shut me up.
Uh-huh. That we can see. When we come back, We'll continue and learn more about your case and about Ranch Rescue right here on Uncensored Radio Free America. Rick Adams, your radio avenger. We will return with Jack Foote, our guest.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
The first step in winning the war, spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
And we are back now with our guest, Jack Foote. And, Jack, please continue in this chronology of events.
First of all, I got to say, I absolutely love your bumper music. I used to love that show, The Avengers.
Thank you.
That was awesome.
Well, that's what I am, Radio Avenger.
Yes, sir. I have to give credit where it's due, however. The day that, let me back up a little bit, the week before this hearing, my attorney said not to expect too much. And I started off being a little apprehensive because there have been so many hearings over the last 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I was worried about it, and I was praying about a week before the hearing, and all of a sudden, I felt such incredible peace and such divine reassurance that I knew that not only was everything going to be okay, but something important was going to happen. So when the day came, I put on my best suit, and I shined my shoes, and met with my attorney for a little while before the hearing, and we went in. And while we were waiting for the judge, I prayed again for him to give me his words, because I was testifying. And
I prayed for him to give me his words and his strength and his wisdom. And the last thing I prayed was that he give me the armor of God for that day. And Rick, I could feel it being strapped on. I really felt it. I felt so strong and so powerful all at once. And the second credit where credit is due that I'd like to give is to my attorney, Jeff Fuchsella. He is a true legal scholar. He's a true champion against injustice. And he fought a magnificent battle. I was watching him at work. And I was reminded of those pirate movies where those majestic sailing ships come into view with, you know, all the masts up in the air and all the sails flying. And Rick, our case was a beautiful four-masted warship with heavy guns. And the federal government's case was a tiny little garbage scow with catapults to fling garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched him fire the first salvo. And I watched, and I'm actually thinking this as I'm watching it happen. It was like watching that little ship come apart in the ocean and slip gurgling under the waves. Mm-hmm. He absolutely destroyed the federal prosecutor in that courtroom. And I have not stopped giving thanks to the Lord since that day. I'm smiling right now as I tell it. It was truly amazing to watch.
But now let me ask you tonight, how did you first become involved in Ranch Rescue to begin with? How did all of that happen?
It started back in the year 2000.
Okay.
When I was reading the news stories and watching some TV news stories about a man named Roger Barnett.
Yes.
He was taking a stand to protect his own private property.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that Ranch Rescue came about is that we began talking among ourselves, myself and some friends, and we said, you know, we could make phone calls, we could send letters and faxes, but that's not going to help Mr. Barnett. So we scraped together our money and we got some volunteers and we took some trucks and some hard working men, and we went out with some supplies and we helped him fix the fence that 6 years of criminal aliens coming across his land had utterly destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
And having been raised part of my life in an agricultural background by a family, my grandparents were farmers, I knew how important it was to have good fences. And I could not believe the level of devastation and the level of destruction of the environment and the incredible impact that it had on Mr. Barnett and his family. And while that first time that we went out was nothing more than our helping repair those fences and helping clean up that mess that was left behind, I was struck by the threat to our entire way of life that these trespassers posed. And to call them anything less than trespassers is to give lie to everything that America stands for. They were truly violating one of the most sacred tenets of our entire culture, our entire society, which is what is a man's that he has built with his own two hands belongs to that man and to his family. And anyone else who comes onto that land without that owner's permission is committing a violation against that man and against God.
Yeah.
And the more that we talked about it, the more that we spread the word, the more volunteers that we got, the more offers that we got for help, and the more requests for help that we got.
Mm-hmm.
And it sort of snowballed after that. We just kept getting calls from people saying, come help us, please. And we have been in every border state in the United States on the southern border, and a couple of missions were conducted up further north.
I remember Roger Barnett when people like Pat Buchanan were making it an issue in their campaign. And this was in the 90s. This was in 96, actually, and people did not want to hear about it then. They just ignored it, fluffed it off. And now here we are in 2007, and it's out of control.
It hasn't gotten any better, sir.
It's gotten much worse, and now people are willing to listen. All right. Hey, we'll be right back with you, Jack Foote, and we'll talk about Ranch Rescue and the Invasion USA. We'll take calls as well. Uncensored, Radio Free America, Radio Avenger, Rick Adams. Be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel or Jeff Bennett help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
That is the purchasing power, which is going down. Outsourcing and the removal of jobs from the United States. And if you put them all together, you got to say to yourself, how do I protect myself? And the most important thing you can do is get rid of your credit card debt, get revolving debt, get rid of vehicle debt if that's possible.
Again. With our guest, and that, of course, is Jack Foote. And, Jack, you still with me?
Yes, sir.
All right, good. All right, we're just clearing up some technical difficulties here. As you were saying about the people who are fighting the invasion, some of the ranchers that you were personally involved with, Roger and others, you went down there and personally got involved. How many others did you know that did the same thing? Was it just you and a handful?
I think is the best way to
Well,
say this.
It varied from effort to effort. I mean, every one of these was organized as a real mission. And I think the most that we ever had on any one mission was about 50 people. But on that particular mission, I really discovered
Let's take another call.
What I was doing this for. I mean, these two elderly ranchers, a man and his wife, had been suffering through drug smugglers armed with machine guns coming across their ranch for years.
Mm-hmm.
And in the prior
year it had gotten so bad that they were afraid to even leave their own home. And we went there, and we not only put the fear of retribution into the drug smugglers, we captured about, well, nearly 300 pounds of marijuana coming across private property. But all of that kind of paled in comparison when the very last day we broke camp and I went to say our goodbyes to these folks that invited us onto their property.
And
we drove up in a pickup truck with a trailer behind us, and I got out of the truck, and before I could take a step, that little old lady came up to me, and she grabbed me, and she kissed me on the cheek, and with a tear in her eye, she said, "Jack, I want to thank you for the first decent night's sleep that my husband and I have had in 6 months." And I really was absolutely speechless at that point because I was starting to choke up, and this big mountain of a fellow that was with me, a former soldier himself, he was having trouble keeping his eyes dry, too. And we drove out of there with a real sense of having helped these people, of giving them hope. And that was what and that was what made it so hard for me personally to have to stop doing what I was doing with Ranch Rescue. It wasn't done for glory. It wasn't done for fame. It was done for that sense of truly having helped people have hope once again. But letting them know that somebody out here in the rest of America cares about what they're going through.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that I had to stop doing it was because the prosecutor insisted upon and obtained from the court a court order that prohibited me from participating in any ranch rescue activities and forbade me from having any contact with any current or former members of Ranch Rescue. And then they would turn around with the next breath and say, "No, we're not prosecuting you because of Ranch Rescue."
Yep. Well, liars lie. And the U.S. attorney involved was, of course, one of those that the Gonzalez office was had fired, right, basically?
Yes. I cannot say that I was happy that this man lost his job, but I do see the justice in it.
Yeah.
He got canned,
mm-hmm.
and all I could say was, "Lord, you obviously know what you're doing."
Yeah, well, for whatever the reason is, and, you know, that really isn't the point. But, you know, we know about Sutton in the Texas area. There are others all over the country who are doing the same thing and really making it difficult for people, whether it's in the Minutemen or whether it's in the Border Patrol itself, to do their jobs, to protect our borders. And so we have an enemy within, you see. The enemy within is firmly entrenched and runs this whole government. And I could include the Congress as well for the most part. There are a few exceptions, obviously. But let's face it, the Democrats and the Republicans both are waltzing together right now. Ted Kennedy and George Bush are waltzing together toward an August passage before recess of some sort of an amnesty bill for outlaws, for illegals.
And yes, sir. You'll get no argument from me on that.
We have to be aware, yeah. We have to do everything we can to defeat it and to defeat that move. Because right now, as bad as it is, no bill, no so-called reform bill, is better than one that actually grants amnesty to millions upon millions of illegals currently in the country. And they are planning, as you know, another May Day tomorrow across America.
Right here in Phoenix, too.
Absolutely. So we are aware of that, and we are aware that there is a backlash, and thankfully, many Americans are coming to the rescue themselves. They're finally waking up. As I said, in the 90s, it really was ignored most of the time, not just by the media, which we know is controlled, but by the American public, who really didn't think it was that bad. And, hey, I've been talking about it for at least 18 years. So let's face it, you know, what I've been saying and what people like Buchanan and others were making into political issues is something now that that most Americans strongly feel about it. Yet you don't hear any of the so-called presidential candidates even addressing this issue or being asked to address the issue, Jack. You see, this is how phony the whole process has become in America.
The level of concealing the truth has really astounded me. The stories that make it into the local and regional news,
mm-hmm.
but that never make it into the national news.
Yes.
I could spend half an hour just listing the headlines of the violence and the bloodshed and the tragedy that has befallen those unheard and unlistened to voices of our rural citizens living in and near the border.
Yeah, it's amazing how we can allow the media to sensationalize further what happened at Virginia Tech, and that goes on for weeks on end. And yet, all over America, there are acts of violence that are numbering in the thousands now. Vast numbers of horrible crimes, some of them, vehicular homicide, others out-and-out murders of police, murders of individuals, kidnapping, assault. All of these things are going on, yet you wouldn't know it to watch NBC, CBS, or ABC, would you?
No, and the last time somebody did an in-depth study of the crimes committed in America by aliens who are not supposed to be in our country, they calculated that criminal aliens murder about 12 U.S. citizens per day, and they kill another 13 per day with vehicular accidents.
Mm-hmm.
And most of those cases, those criminals don't have driver's licenses, or they have driver's licenses that are false.
And here the prison population is about 30% now, with illegals, with aliens, and we're paying for the American taxpayer being taxed to support this system.
Rick, keep in mind,
hey, if you come into Mexico illegally, you're going to be dealt with severely.
Keep in mind, Rick, I was in federal custody for 9 days after my arrest.
Yeah.
I got to see what the federal prison looks like from the inside.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot more than just 30%. At least in that prison where I was kept,
mm-hmm.
a lot more than 30%
sure.
were criminal aliens.
Sure.
More like 80%.
Wow. That's unheard of. And what by the way, when you you heard about what happened at the time to the Nethercotts, were you there at the time? Were you in that area? Were you part of that process when they had their ranch?
I had been on Mr. Nethercott's ranch about a year and a half before all of that unpleasantness went down.
Mm-hmm.
But I was not there when that actually happened. But interesting coincidence, the day that I was on the radio in Las Vegas, a week before I got arrested, was when they arrested Nethercott the last time.
Mm-hmm.
And that day in mid-September 2004, while they were arresting Mr. Nethercott, the FBI gunned down the man that was with Mr. Nethercott, who happened at the time to be unarmed.
Mm-hmm.
But that never made it into the national news either. And I truly believe mm-hmm. that the reason that they arrested me was not just because I was involved with Ranch Rescue. They had panicked when they realized that they had shot an unarmed man that I knew personally.
Mm-hmm.
But they shot him while he was unarmed. And I had just been on this huge radio show the week before, that night,
mm-hmm.
and they waited about a week and then said, "Okay, well, we're going to arrest Jack Foote. We'll just gin up some charges and throw them at him and see what happens."
Yeah.
It took them a year and a half of delaying tactics to stretch it as far as it has gone, but we finally emerged completely victorious. I learned that day that our federal government has grown into an out of control monster
mm-hmm.
that feasts upon the blood of its own citizens. And as you pointed out, has now taken to feeding upon its own young. They just filed charges today against a Border Patrol agent who shot and killed a criminal alien who was trying to kill that Border Patrol agent with a rock.
Mm-hmm.
And they caught it on videotape, on a Border Patrol security videotape. You can watch it on YouTube. You watch this criminal alien come at the officer, pull back his arm with a large rock in it, and the officer has no choice but to shoot the criminal alien. That Border Patrol officer has now been charged with murder.
Sure. I'm not surprised.
That is the fourth one that I know of just in the last 2 years.
I'm surprised that we still have men and women who work for the Border Patrol who haven't given up, who haven't quit their jobs, just out of frustration, just out of angst because of what has happened to their fellow.
I got to say that I have a hard time understanding how anyone in the Border Patrol, especially somebody who's new at it, can resist the temptation of the offers that they're getting from corporations like DynCorp, who are now offering $130,000 a year tax-free for anyone with a year or more of Border Patrol experience to go and teach the Iraqis how to guard their own borders. I actually saw a news article about that today.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we know they're all connected to the same group of globalists, the Carlyle groups and so forth. So it's no wonder. I mean, after all, this government in Washington is indeed an occupying government in Iraq and taking over other nations, planning these expansionist wars. And here our own borders must be left open in order that we may complete this regionalization and this destruction of our sovereignty. It has to happen, you see. It has to happen if, in fact, America is to be brought down. And America must be brought down if it is going to see the emergence of this unified one-world system. And it's not going to work in the long run, but it doesn't mean they're not going to do it. They're going to make this system as foolproof as they think they can. And this is why you have men like Pastor, Robert Pastor, and the CFR, these other adjunct organizations, working behind the scenes, and we never see them, we never hear of them, because they run the same media, the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times and the Post and NBC, CBS, ABC. Hey, I've communicated with some of these guys, like Pete Williams of NBC, and these guys, believe me, are frightened to death to tell the truth. They know what will happen to them if they do a report that really and truly gets to the nitty-gritty of this problem. They're going to be out on their you-know-what as fast as possible. And it's going to happen. They know that. They put their jobs ahead of their country and ahead of principle, you see? This is what it's all about, Jack.
It goes back to what John Swinton, who was the chief editor for the New York Times, he once said, there is no free press. Nope. We are all just intellectual prostitutes.
That's right. Yes, that's right. And, by the way, that was in the early part of the previous century. It was like 1914, wasn't it?
It was a while back.
Yeah, it wasn't
it still
in the
rings
50s,
true.
But it was requoted in the 50s. And one of our listeners brought that to my attention, and I neglected to acknowledge that fact. But that is true. And, boy, we're seeing that fact come true every day. Now, I want to take calls tonight, invite callers to call in and ask you questions, obviously, about policy and what's happened to you and where you're going from here and what can be done and can we help out at this time, what your legal says and so forth. But we'll do that. We'll give the number right now anyway, 800-313-9443. To call in, we'll get you on the lines and we'll take your calls for Jack Foote. And, of course, he is the former national spokesman for Ranch Rescue, and this organization hasn't been around for too many years, but it's been around for long enough to see what has happened in this war against the ranchers, this war against the American people by their own federal government. So, Jack, we take our hats off to you, and we definitely are thankful that, yes, indeed, the Lord has brought you through this trial and this tribulation that you've experienced over the past few years.
Thank you, sir, but I'm not the hero in this story. The heroes are those people who are still down there, living through this nightmare.
Mm-hmm. I want you to tell us, too, what exactly the kinds of nightmares that you witness daily. And this is just in your part of the woods, just in Arizona now, right?
Well, not just what I've seen myself, but what we see in the news, what little of it leaks out. I mean, we've had in August of 2005, a Mexican military helicopter landed on an Arizona ranch and threatened the people who came out of the helicopter were heavily armed and wearing masks, and they threatened the owners of the ranch, the American citizens.
Mm-hmm.
We've had Border Patrol agents fired on from across the border more times than I can count.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just goes on and on and on. There was two Border Patrol agents who were ambushed by Mexicans in military uniforms with automatic weapons. They were nearly killed near Naco. Or it was just a year and a half ago. And we see it on a daily basis. The latest thing, and just the last 6 months or so, we've seen that the drug smugglers and the people smugglers are now feeding upon each other. They have a word for the ripoff crews. They're called bajadores. And the bajadores are basically hitmen hired by the smugglers to go after the loads of the other smugglers.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had a body count piling up along the Arizona border for the last 6 months. It's just turned into absolute anarchy. These folks who live down near the border, they can't leave their house without being armed.
Yes, sir. It's going on right as we speak. We will take your calls, by the way. And we would like to hear some of your own reports, some of your own stories and questions, if you have them, for Jack Foote tonight, my guest. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, sounding the alarm. 800-313-9443 is our number.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com,
800-409-5633.
And Jack Foote is my guest. We do have a bevy of callers, Jack. So if you're ready, let's take some calls. I am. I'm ready. All right. 1-800-313-9443. Let's start with Ernie in Virginia. Hello, Ernie.
Hello, Rick, and yes. Hello, Jack.
Greetings. Greetings.
Hello, sir. Greetings to you all. And thank you, Jack, on behalf of Virginia. For standing up for your fellow citizens and standing tall for God and our culture and trying to make a difference. I truly respect all your efforts, and I was sorry to hear about the trials and tribulations and the false prosecution, but with the help of God, you're a free man and you can still speak out. But what I'm troubled about tonight is the rush to pass this hate crime legislation. Mm-hmm. Seeing the dollar starting to collapse, seeing the Kennedy-Bush amnesty program being pushed at an increased pace, the discussion of thousands of Mexican trucks to come onto American highways, and this rush to a one-world government. Now, I think millions of Americans are catching on to the North American Union, the plight of federal border security agents Ramos and Campion, and many people know of Ranch Rescue and what is happening on the border. Millions know this, but tens of millions do not because of the controlled media. My question to you, Jack, is how much time do you think we have before a police state is enacted in this country?
In a very real sense, it's already here. The ability of the power of federal prosecutors is unchecked, unregulated. It is a group of people who answer to absolutely no one and who do not ever have to be held accountable for when they do to others what they tried to do to me.
Okay. Then perhaps states, I've read in the past, recent past, some states or at least their legislatures have been introducing resolutions to secede from the union. The federal government is now run by the criminal elites. They have total, utter disregard for the American citizens. It is now up to our states and our state legislatures and the American people to rally behind their state governors and their legislatures and seek secession from the union.
Mm-hmm. We have the same situation here in Arizona. We have some really outstanding patriots in our state legislature. But what I fear is that the federal overseers will simply arrest the state legislature should they even move towards a vote, and the vote would never take place.
Well, the shows like this, Rick, I encourage the other listeners to continue to support RBN. And to support Ramos and Campion, and it takes American citizens. It doesn't take a majority. It only takes 5%. Even during the Revolution, we did not have, the American Revolution, we did not have a big percentage of people to make a difference. If we can get 5% of Americans to take action, we can save this nation, our republic, our Constitution, and our Bill of Rights.
Amen.
We need more people like you, Jack, and God bless you. And thank you, Rick, for an outstanding program once again.
Thank you again, and I'm glad to hear your voice again, Ernie.
Thank you, Ernie.
Good call. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Well, I think it's time for many of our state legislators to do what needs to be done and face being arrested and face being killed and face being shot, because that's what Patrick Henry did, and that's what our founding fathers said it's time to do.
A message for all.